At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. We are expecting some very strong winds in the Tulsa area later today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch. Those opposed to horse meat processing plants in Oklahoma want the plants built on a county option plan. Now, that means voters would have a chance to say no. State Senator Randy Bass of Lawton says most people do not favor the plants in their communities.
Today, Oklahoma may be poised to become the horse slaughter capital of the nation. As opposed to horse country.
The only thing slowing development of plants in Oklahoma is the fact the USDA funding has been removed for inspectors on the federal level. American Airlines will shift work to the Tulsa maintenance plant in an effort to avoid layoffs. The Tulsa plant will be used to take delivery of new 737 jets and inspect older MD-80s. This action will avoid layoffs of up to about 400 workers here in Tulsa. A North Tulsa church goes up in flames. The blaze broke out about lunchtime yesterday at the closed Bowen Indian Baptist Church at Independence in North Rockford. Now, this woman lives right across the street, and she first noticed a layer of haze hanging over her neighborhood.
It started off as, like, just smoke. It just got real foggy, and then all of a sudden it just got... Fire just started coming out of everywhere, of all the windows.
The church building is believed to be about 75 years old. Arson is suspected. Police are looking for three teens last seen leaving the area. Geologists are increasingly looking at wastewater disposal wells as a potential cause of the earthquakes linked to oil drilling.
More than 800 billion gallons of fracking wastewater were pumped into more than 30,000 wells in 2012. Geologist Donald Clark says just eight quakes have been felt where injection wells were the likely cause.
And if we clean up those few, it's problem free. I mean, do you have no problems with 30,000 automobiles produced by Detroit? Yeah, you can't get 30,000 without problems.
Clark added the long-term effects are unknown. He would prefer states require geologic assessments before pumping begins and that they collect data through the active life of a well. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
One of the companies wanting to build a controversial pipeline to transport natural gas liquids says that project has been delayed up to a year. Williams Company President and CEO Alan Armstrong says the in-service target date of the new Bluegrass Pipeline project is being shifted to mid to late 2016. To better align with the needs of producers. Retired Tulsa police and firefighters have been informed the city will no longer subsidize their health insurance starting on July 1st. Officials say it's part of an effort to save money in the face of a $7 million shortfall. But Fraternal Order of Police spokeswoman Jessica Caswell says this is not the place to cut and the city should be looking elsewhere.
You know, officers, firefighters, city employees, 20 years or more of service. And this is something that they were promised and thought they could count on. And that's not something you just take lightly.
The city has subsidized the health care programs for many years, but officials say cutting them is an option that will save about $600,000 a year. Our weather forecast, a wind advisory for us today, clearing skies with falling temperatures. Very strong winds will cause a high fire danger today. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in 65. Saturday, sunny in 66. And then on Sunday, it is going to turn cooler. We'll have a high of 51. National Weather Service radar is all clear right now in Tulsa at 610. It's cloudy in 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.